KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
Hello there, this is KJZZ Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of Arizona news as reported by our KJZZ news team. And it's Tuesday, August 25th. Hope the week's off to a good start for you. Thanks for being here today, and let's check on the news. Well, about 6 weeks before voting begins in Arizona in a new poll, Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs holds a double-digit lead over Republican Congressman Andy Biggs. From the politics desk, Wayne Shutsky has details.
The poll, conducted by Phoenix-based High Ground, shows Hobbs holding a 15-point lead with nearly 50% of the vote. Hobbs has largely consolidated the Democratic electorate, with 93% choosing the governor in the poll. Meanwhile, only 70% of Republican respondents pick Biggs, with nearly 12% crossing the aisle to pick Hobbs. At the same time, pollster Paul Bentz says Hobbs holds a significant advantage with independent voters who aren't registered with any political party.
She's got about a 30-point advantage among independents. So Biggs can't really afford to lose both a portion of his Republican base as well as this sizable amount of independents.
Biggs is one of President Trump's closest allies in Congress, and Bentz attributed Hobbs' advantage to dissatisfaction with the president and concerns over affordability. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, President Trump imposed sweeping 50% tariffs on Canadian goods over the weekend after negotiators failed to reach an agreement on Friday. And as Greg Hawney reports, Canada is Arizona's third largest trade partner.
Trade between the state and Canada amounts to about $5.7 billion both ways, with a slight surplus in Arizona's favor. But the new federal tariffs on Canadian goods could affect Arizona's trade, as Canada has also promised dollar-for-dollar retaliatory measures starting next month. Canada-Arizona Business Council CEO Glenn Williamson says supplies used in housing construction, like cement and lumber, are among the goods hit with the new taxes.
All these builders are going to have to figure out how do they absorb these costs. And do they pass it on to the consumer? Do they absorb it themselves?
The tariffs on those products come as the state faces an affordable housing shortage. Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Water officials in Nevada are suing the federal government over its new plan for sharing water from the Colorado River. As Alex Hager tells us, it's a major step in the battle over the shrinking water supply.
Nevada says the federal plan places too much burden on the state by suggesting up to 71% cuts to its water allocation while not forcing any cuts from Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Wyoming. In a statement, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo said, quote, "The Colorado River is a shared resource, so the solution needs to include everybody. Until that happens, we're prepared to fight for as long as it takes," end quote. Water experts have long said that lawsuits are not the best way to chart the future of the Colorado River, but Nevada's move opens the door to a court settling differences between states that couldn't do it themselves. Arizona water officials recently emphasized their state reserves the right to sue as well. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
ICE agents arrested three people during a traffic stop within the Gila River Indian community earlier this month. As Gabriel Pietrarazzo reports, the Valley tribe's leader says the encounter stoked fear.
Governor Stephen Rowe Lewis claims the tribe made a deal allowing federal agents to conduct activities on their sovereign lands, so long as they first notify the Gila River Police Department. But tribal officers will not assist.
Now, with this recent incursion, that agreement clearly broke down and needed to be urgently and directly and clearly addressed.
In a video message on social media, Lewis revealed he has contacted the Department of Homeland Security.
To their credit, they understood immediately that this was a genuine problem and arranged that same day to put our new chief of police in touch with the local regional ICE leadership.
None of the apprehended men are reportedly tribal members. Gabriel Pietrarazzo, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona has seen the nation's steepest decline in food stamp enrollment. That could have an impact on the state's school lunch programs. David Lujan is the Arizona Center for Economic Progress. He told KJZZ's The Show schools can get funding to provide free lunches for all students if at least a quarter of kids qualify for SNAP.
And so because we are seeing so many Arizonans fall off the SNAP rolls, that means fewer students are being eligible to qualify for this community eligibility category in the schools.
Lujan's organization estimates more than a half of children who had SNAP last year in Maricopa County now have lost those benefits. Well, hundreds of cattle from Mexico crossed the border into Douglas yesterday, the first live cattle imports to Mexico in over a year. And it comes as the Trump administration is trying to reduce record-high beef prices. From the Fronteras desk, Nina Kravinsky has the latest.
The Trump administration closed the border to cattle imports in May 2025 in response to the New World screwworm, a flesh-eating parasite that can infest and even kill cattle or other animals. But Mexican and U.S. livestock inspectors declared these cattle pouring through a gate in the 30-foot border wall as free from screwworm. Gerardo Guerrero Gonzalez is with Mexico's Agriculture Department.
Una coordinación binacional es fundamental para poder.
Binational coordination is fundamental to control and eradicate the New World screwworm, Guerrero Gonzalez says. The reopening comes days after the first case of New World screwworm in the state of Sonora, where these cattle are crossing from. But officials on both sides say the case nearly 300 miles away isn't a threat to this herd.
Todo el ganado que está pasando de México va totalmente.
All the cattle that are coming from Mexico are completely healthy, Guerrero Gonzalez says. Mexico has been in a more than year-and-a-half-long battle with the parasite, which entered Texas earlier this summer. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Agua Prieta, Sonora.
Well, in 1991, a rural Arizona school district built an indoor sports stadium funded almost entirely by one of the state's largest utility companies. But decades later, the cost of keeping that stadium up and running it is draining district coffers. Here's Wayne Schutzke once more.
The Round Valley Unified School District's Todd Workman Dome seats thousands at sporting events in the eastern Arizona community of Eager. The facility was built using an $11 million voter-approved bond, which was mostly paid by Tucson Electric Power because it was the largest property taxpayer in the district at the time. State auditors found Round Valley lost nearly $400,000 operating the dome in 2024. That led to above-average facility costs for the district, which auditors said may have contributed to recent budget cuts. District officials said the dome is an important asset used by the community, and its value goes beyond the district's bottom line. But it agreed to reevaluate its rental rates regularly to ensure they remain competitive. Wayne Schutzke, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the Center for Biological Diversity has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration's approval of exploratory drilling for a copper mine near Arizona's San Pedro River. As Jill Ryan tells us, the center claims the activity threatens Mexican spotted owls.
Earlier this year, the Center for Biological Diversity filed an intent to sue the Bureau of Land Management and Fish and Wildlife Service over the Copper Creek Exploration Project. The center says the feds are violating the Endangered Species Act, claiming the feds knew the spotted owls were in the project area and still approved the land for drilling. Furthermore, the suit says the project will need to withdraw unprecedented amounts of groundwater from the area. The complaint also says the Bureau failed to consult with the San Carlos Apache tribe as required under the National Historic Preservation Act. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the new federal plan to manage the Colorado River calls for big water cuts in Arizona, Nevada, and California, but not the headwater states. Still, the plan calls on Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico to voluntarily conserve up to 200,000 acre-feet per year. Here's Colorado's river negotiator Becky Mitchell during a conference in Steamboat Springs last week.
Not because we have to or that we feel like we legally have to, but because the importance of this system and the survival of this system is a responsibility for everyone.
Upper Basin states are now working to set up incentive programs to compensate farmers or cities that use less, backed by $100 million in federal funding. In sports, the Diamondbacks were blanked by the Cubs 7-0 last night at Chase Field, and they dropped two games behind the Padres for the National League's final wildcard spot. They'll play the Cubs again tonight in Phoenix. Meanwhile, D-backs hoping to get star second baseman Ketel Marte back in the lineup next week. He disappeared unexpectedly before a game in Boston recently, was placed on the injured list, the restricted list, then the injured list. with mild knee inflammation. In basketball, losers of 5 of 6 are now eliminated from postseason contention. The Mercury trying to finish strong in the final month of the WNBA season. They'll host the first of 2 games this week against the Washington Mystics tonight in Phoenix. And that'll do it for this edition of KJZZ Sunup, Arizona's morning news podcast. This Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Phil Lantzman. Thanks so much for being here. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.